Hey Zach, nice game on Saturday.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Wanted to ask about the defensive line because there's been a lot of criticism, you know, at times for the drop eight approach where it's just the three of you guys rushing, and yet in this game there seemed to be a really good balance. There'd be times to bring pressure, times where the three of you would get home by yourselves, you could rush four, you know, kind of back and forth. How has that kind of evolved, and what have you seen as part of that defensive line as kind of that balance of pressure and just the drop eight approach has kind of evolved?
I think the biggest thing is, as a defense, we all rely on each other. And this year especially, we just have, you know, we have a great unity. We trust Coach Tuiaki. And I feel like in the spring, we talked about football IQ, and we talked about why we do stuff in certain scenarios. So as a defense lineman, when we're called to run the three-man front, we take some pride in that. And, hey, it's going to be a little bit harder to get a pass rush, but we have the guys in who can do it. And the guys who are covering, they know that the pressure's on us, but then when we bring the blitzes, that they need to cover. And so we all just try to get each other's back. So I think this year, especially, we just understand a little bit more on schemes and things like that. But we just, whatever we're called to do, we just put our head down and do our best at it. So
you mentioned this, Zach, but that understanding level having elevated, does that make a really big difference just as far as the buy-in across the board?
Oh yeah, it's crucial. Just having football IQ and just kind of having a little bit of an awareness of what's going on the field, it can make or break a play. So it's crucial.
Zach, you know, you look back at last season, there were a lot of injuries on defense at key positions, forced a lot of the younger players to get in and get reps maybe sooner than they might have normally. How has that influenced the results we're seeing from BYU's defense through the first two games this year? I mean, so far you've held your opponents to combine 10 points and 330 yards over the first two games.
To answer your question, I think, you know, we have a lot of guys who were young last year who had opportunities to come in, and this year's they're starting to show. And guys like Peyton Wilgar and new guys like Caden Hawes, they're stepping in, and especially Peyton Wilgar just showing up and making big plays where, you know, experience is there and they're confident and they're feeling their ability. So this year we're just – I feel like we're more rounded and we've felt the adversity over – you know, several seasons, and this year we just kind of putting together some puzzle pieces and trying to be the best we can. So,
all right, let's go Mitch and then Matt.
Yeah, Zach, what changes in preparation now that you guys are a program that has a national ranking, you're in the national conversation, how does that maybe play a role in your guys' prep for games now?
I don't think it necessarily changes our prep. It's just kind of in the background. We can't really get too caught up in what other people are saying, because we know what we have here, and you know, as long as that number is not number one, we're gonna keep working. We're gonna keep working until, you know, we're the best that we can be. So the prep stays the same. Still watch the film. Still have to make the corrections that we missed, and then just keep working on our strengths. So same preparation, you know, same momentum. We just got to keep it rolling.
Wanted to follow up too. What do you make of a young guy like Tyler Batty, who's playing on that edge spot? He got a sack as well. Just what do you think of some of these young guys that are coming up through the ranks along that defensive line?
Oh, what a blessing for BYU. These guys are going to be, they're going to be spectacular. Just seeing the things that Tyler Batty and some of these younger guys, Caden Hawes and Alden Tofa, starting to show up a little bit. These guys they're the real deal, and they're still young. They're still learning, but it's just so fun to see their potential and just be able to work with them and be along the side of them and watch them progress. So big futures for those guys.
Not a lot of sacks a season ago, and there's been a pretty dramatic increase so far in sacks. You guys are top of the country in total sacks so far. What would you attribute that increase in sacks to for this season?
Well, I think Coach Tuiaki's done a great job just working with us and realizing that, you know, we had some flaws, but at the same time, it's, we just have to stay relentless. We've spent a little bit more time focusing on hand work and just understanding the game of football. And the more you understand football, you can understand three-step and five-step and just the different schemes on when you need to rush hard and when the ball might be coming out a little bit faster. So I feel like we just have a little bit more confidence this year and what we can do, and we just have a little bit more awareness as far as the game of football.
Okay, let's go Sean and then Jared Lloyd. We can't hear you, Sean.
Let me try.
There you go. Nope, still can't hear you.
Hold up.
Oh.
Is that better?
Yep, there we go.
All right. Technical difficulties. Sorry, Zach. It had to happen with you. Yeah, it had to happen with you, right? I really liked your thoughts there on kind of that national ranking and whatnot. You guys have been getting a lot of just national attention right now for mostly good reasons. Some of them have to do with dancing, which could be good or bad, I guess. maybe I'll ask you about that in a second. But I heard one of your teammates, I think it was Lorenzo, call that sort of attention poison and how you guys need to sort of flush that poison from your system. Is that a pretty mutual feeling for you guys, or how do you guys kind of go about, I guess, just keeping that poison at bay, if you will, the poison of kind of that national attention?
As far as, you know, just the distraction being there, it's always, you know, fun to hear that we're doing great and people are, you know, excited to see what's going on. But when we come to the office and we do what we do, we got to kind of erase those pressures going on inside and just focus on what we're doing here. And that's where the poison kicks in, is we can't focus on, you know, the environment and all the external things going on. All we can focus on is what we need to work on and the things that we're doing great and the things that we need to improve on and just keep rolling with those things. So just kind of keep the momentum and just keep getting better.
Can I follow up on that and ask who's the best dancer? Because we saw a lot of really good moves on Saturday.
No, I thought Billy Nixon came out and some of his Cabbage Patch and Jason Knight, those guys, they're pulling some moves out I've never seen before. So hats off to them. And, you know, Kalani's a great dancer, but I think Billy Nixon won this week.
Zach, I asked Kalani about the relationship with sports medicine, but I wanted to get your view on that, because when you guys go in for testing, you could feel fine and you could be out for 2 weeks or whatever if the tests come back wrong. What's that like with that relationship with the sports medicine side as they're trying to help you guys through COVID? What's that like as a player?
As a player, you know, we live in a scary time, you know. Football is fun, but we also live during a pandemic, so things are very real. So showing up every day, getting tested, you know, it is a possibility of testing positive. And so the sports medicine staff has done a great job of just staying positive, staying very real with us on what we need to do to help keep us safe. And they've done a great job of just making sure that we know exactly what's expected. There's no sugarcoating of what's going on, but at the same time, they're taking the best care of us and just giving us the best opportunity that we can to play football. So I respect them and all that they do. They work extremely hard. They're making a lot of sacrifices, I know, with time and just the extensive testing that we have to do as a team. But, you know, everyone's working hard, staff, football coaching staff, and the sports medicine, just to make sure that we can keep playing football. So grateful for them.